This is Adnan Kamar, that's ADNAN space QAMAR, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Date of service is January 26, 2013. The patient's name is Kenneth Dingle, that's K-A-N-N-E-T-H, space D-I-N-G-L-E. Date of birth is February 21, 1962. Primary care physician is Dr. Wang, that's Dr. W-A-N-G. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the primary care physician from page 1 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Dingle in our clinic today. As you know, he's a very pleasant 43-year-old African-American gentleman with past medical history significant for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He came to our clinic today as follow-up. Next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient was complaining of chest tightness and palpitation. He denies any shortness of breath, lightheadedness, dizziness, presyncopal or syncopal attacks. He denies lower extremity pain, edema, intermittent claudication, loss of hair or color changes. The patient is status post angiography on September 26, 2012, which shows non-obstructive CAD. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and dyslipidemia. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for two hernial abrasion repairs. Next paragraph, social history. The patient still smokes 7 cigarettes per day. He's been smoking for the past 30 years. He is trying to quit. He drinks alcohol occasionally, and he denies any illicit drug use. Next paragraph, family history. Family history is significant for hypertension and diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient is allergic to IV dye. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications include simvastatin, 20 mg per oral QD, Soma, 350 mg per oral BID, Lopressor, 25 mg PO-BID, vitamin D, aspirin, 325 mg PO-QD, Lortab, PRN for pain, Lisinopril, 20 mg once daily, Benicar, 20 mg once a day. On today's visit, Ranexa 500 mg was added. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 119 over 73. His pulse is 76. He weighs 255 pounds and his height is 6 feet 1 inch. Please copy and paste the rest of the normal physical examination template. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations, echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on November 19, 2012 shows the following. The overall left ventricular systolic function is low normal with an ejection fraction between 50 to 55%. Point. Coronary angiogram. Coronary angiogram performed on September 26, 2012, shows known obstructive CAD. Point, cardiac stress test. Please copy the cardiac stress test findings from page 2 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Next point, pulmonary function test. Please copy the pulmonary function test from page 2 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Next point, EKG. Please copy the EKG finding from page 2 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Blood chemistry. Please copy the blood chemistry findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Next point, MRI of cervical spine. Please copy the MRI findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Next point, MRI of right shoulder. Please copy the MRI findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 8, 2012. Paragraph assessment and plan. Number 1, chest tightness. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of chest tightness. His recent stress test done on May 9, 2012, the stress was judged to be excellent. The stress test had a non-diagnostic ST response. Chest pain did not occur. Left ventricular myocardial perfusion was abnormal. Global stress, left ventricular function was normal. Stress, left ventricular regional wall motion was normal. Stress, left ventricular regional wall thickening was normal. The right ventricular perfusion was normal. The global right ventricular function was normal. Right ventricular volume was normal. Right ventricular regional wall motion was normal. Right ventricular regional wall thickening was normal. The scan was significant, was abnormal, and indicates a low risk for cardiac events. There was left ventricular dilatation was normal. The patient also did a cardiac angiogram on September 26, 2012, which showed non-obstructive CAD. On today's visit, Brenixa 500 mg twice a day was added for his chest tightness. We also recommended the patient to regularly take his blood pressure medications and to stick to a low salt and low fat diet with regular exercise. We will follow up the patient in the next visit. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 119 over 73, which is well controlled. We advise the patient to regularly take his medication and to stick to a low salt, low fat diet. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently on simvastatin and Benicare. We recommend the patient to continue his statin therapy and follow up with his primary care physician in this regard. Next point, smoking cessation. The patient continues to smoke about 7 cigarettes per day. We have recommended an ABI study to rule out any lower extremity arterial disease. We have also ordered an aorta scan to rule out abdominal aortic aneurysm or swelling or lump. We will see the patient in 2 months' time with the results. On today's visit, we counsel the patient on the importance of smoking cessation and the availability of resources. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics. DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in diagnosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathways. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Kenneth Dingle. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see the patient back in 2 months. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Kamar, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. This is the end of the dictation.